Last month, 106 American troops died in Iraq, making it the deadliest month since January of last year. Among those killed was Marine Lance Corporal Jeremy Sandvik Monroe. Kathy Witkowski has this remembrance of the 20-year-old from Chinook, Montana.
Family and friends say that Jeremy Monroe had a talent for making people laugh. Tall and rail thin, with a long neck and a mop of dark hair, he could lighten up any situation with his funny faces and comic timing.
He just did silly things.
Jeremy's mother, Melissa Pike, remembers his Miyak monster.
He'd stick his hands into his sweatpants and stick the waist of the sweatpants over his shoulder, and he'd run into the woods going, meow, meow, and the kids just loved it.
Jeremy was also a talented wordsmith. One Valentine's Day, he gave this poem to his high school English teacher, Donna Miller.
Valentine's bow is not to miss, for I love my teacher's noble bliss. You are the best teacher in this school. You are the only teacher I think is cool. Even if I act like a childish jerk, you never give unneeded work. I hope you like this and it leads you astray, so you will give us no homework today. And the math teacher also received the same note. He was hoping that we wouldn't have homework that day. So it wasn't really a compliment. It was just his humor coming alive.
But his mother says that after serving with the Marines in Afghanistan, Jeremy returned home this summer, visibly changed.
He couldn't eat a solid meal, and he just couldn't sit still. He was up and down and shaking, and I don't know, he just wasn't Jeremy, and he became really superstitious after that.
His poems had changed, too. His mother reads from one.
The life of a Marine. I've seen evil and toils and damages done. I've seen enemies fall through the smoke of my gun. I've seen torture and killing and battles unfold. I've seen courageous Marines in crimson and gold. I've heard bellows and warnings and cries of dead men. I've heard machine guns stealing the souls of my friends. I've heard echoes and hollers and buildings explode. I've heard the snap of clips as Marines reload.
Now Jeremy wanted to make sure that his younger brother, Zach, didn't have to experience those things. Zach had long dreamed of becoming a Marine.
Yeah, he said, don't go into the Corps. Don't do it. It's going to be the stupidest thing that you'll ever do, because you see things that people shouldn't see. And he also said, somebody's got to do it, but it doesn't have to be you.
It did have to be Jeremy. He had to report back for duty in September. This time, his unit was going to Iraq. The night before he left, his mother sat him down to talk about his funeral.
He said, there's a chance that you're not going to come back. And we were both upset, and I was crying, and I said, do you want the Marines to be your pallbearers, or do you want your friends? And he said, I want my friends.
So last month, his friends carried Jeremy Sandvik Monroe to his grave in a windswept country cemetery in north central Montana. He was the son of Melissa Sandvik Pike and Monty Monroe, and the oldest of six siblings. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.